the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
The video has been seen globally at this stage. The death of 37-year-old mother of three, Renee Nicole Good, who was shot dead by a member of ICE, the Donald Trump organization to crack down on immigration. This is a US citizen who has been killed. And not only was her life taken, it seems that there's a determination to take her good name and death as well in the excuses been offered on behalf of the ICE operatives for what they have done. Larry Donnelly, good evening to you. Looking at it from afar, what did you make of what happened in Minneapolis yesterday?
Well, when I look at it, Matt, I mean, it's pretty clear to me. I know that there is some nuance to the different videos and different shots, but what is abundantly obvious is that the use of deadly force was absolutely not required in this instance. Was the late Ms. Good wrong to not get out of the car? Was it foolish for her not to do so? Was it foolish for her to try to drive away? Yes, the answer to all those questions is yes, for all sorts of reasons. But were the actions of that ICE agent in any way justifiable? And based on what I've seen in terms of the video and based on what I know of the law, the use of lethal force in that instance cannot be justified. And this individual, in my view, should be brought to justice. Whether he will be or not is another question entirely. But it's a stain on America. The image of these individuals masked going around the streets is disgusting.
I've seen some of the coverage on American television. You've had Republicans taking to the airwaves to say things like, the bottom line is this, when a federal officer gives you instructions, you abide by them, and then you get to keep your life. Which is quite extraordinary, isn't it? Because one of the things in charge are those in favour of, you know, having the right to bear arms, who stockpile guns, is to defend themselves against a tyrannical government. And now they've been told by their government that if a federal agent gives you an order, you have to comply with it or you die.
Yeah, well, it's a double standard, Matt, that applies on the right. And I'm even seeing it from some of my Trump friends today in text. And it is this. It is that they are so consumed and blinded by their hatred for people like Renee Good because, you know, she's left-leaning in their view. She's evidently in a lesbian relationship. She's one of the people who's ruining their country. And in their view, if somebody like that steps out of line, then they should be subject to the ultimate punishment. And that's what ICE is there to do. ICE is there to make the country great again. And they are fully on board with that agenda. And it really, really disgusts me because, you know, so many people who I would have regarded previously as rational, they see this, they see the video, they try to rationalize what happens, and it's just disgraceful. There's no defending on it. And what I'll say is, it certainly, in many respects, doesn't at all resemble the country I grew up in.
Another listener says, if a group of masked, armed men with no official identification were trying to open the door of my car, I'd drive away too. And this is an incredible issue, isn't it? The excuse has been given for the ICE agents covering their face. I interviewed Wilbur Ross at an event in Dublin, the former US Commerce Secretary, a couple of months ago, and he started claiming that this was to protect the ICE agents from the radicals who otherwise would create issues for them if they were able to identify them. Never a good look, is it, when your law enforcement agency claims the need to mask themselves?
No, it runs contrary to lots of things. It's not only not a good look, it runs contrary to the spirit of America, the ideals that we were raised upon, the ideals of civil liberty, the ideals of accountability, all those sorts of things have gone out the window. And what we have effectively are henchmen. And let's even look at it from the best plausible case scenario from the Trump people. Let's say these henchmen were solely occupied with going around and picking up known violent criminals, known felons who are in the country illegally. Okay, fair enough. But they have vastly exceeded that remit. And frankly speaking, they're enacting terror. They're wreaking havoc on city streets around the United States. And it's really, really depressing for lots of us to see. And the big question here, Matt, politically speaking, is I'm dying to see polling. I'm dying to see polling of the American people to see, do you approve of what the ICE agent did in this instance? That will be telling in many respects.
Do you think, do they approve of the rewriting of history about what happened in January 6, 5 years ago? We were talking to Callum Marion about it on Tuesday's programme, and then later in the evening, there was a statement put out by the White House as to what happened 5 years ago, and it was Orwellian in its total rewrite of what actually happened.
Well, the bottom line, Matt, is that people have very short memories. 5 years ago is an eternity ago. So for many people, they put that in the rearview mirror. For, you know, a good segment of America, they think it was overblown. Even for those who thought it was awful at the time, a lot of them have moved on. And that's partly because so many Americans are struggling deeply to make ends meet on a day-to-day basis. They frankly don't have the time to consider these bigger existential constitutional questions that I think very desperately need to be asked, given everything we've seen, in at least since Donald Trump was inaugurated for a second term.
Yeah, but the rewriting of history, I mean, you say people have short memories, but they can't be that short, given what was and clearly is shown again, at least on some TV stations, to remind people of what actually happened 5 years ago.
Matt, history can be rewritten because, again, for one swathe of the population, it wasn't that big of a deal. For another swathe, it was a big deal. Others have forgotten about it. That aids the rewriting of history because people have moved on in many respects, and they're not paying as much attention. So that allows Donald Trump and others to get away with this sort of thing. And again, so much of what's put out there by this administration has very, very little grounding in reality or in fact or in anything except Trump's self-aggrandizement. But he's able to get away with it. Whether it will continue for much longer, we don't know. One thing just to divert for a second is there was a really important vote held in the United States Senate just a few minutes ago about further military action in Venezuela. And five Republicans joined all of the Democrats to say, Mr. President, you're not doing anything further unless you come to us. Now, it's symbolic because Trump is going to veto it, but still, the fact that five Republicans in the Senate have dared to stand up to Donald Trump is very significant.
Okay, only five, you could say. But Larry, correct me if I'm wrong, please. Weren't you one of the people who was reasonably confident that you had enough guardrails in the United States to stop Trump acting like a dictator, that you had the courts that wouldn't allow him to do things that were clearly illegal, that the institutions on Capitol Hill would also act as a bulwark against him?
You're right, Matt. Yeah, I think in every respect, and it's not the first time, but in many respects, Donald Trump has proven me wrong. He has gone further than I ever anticipated. I do think in some instances the court has done his bidding. In other instances, they have reined him in. But his party in Congress has been remarkably compliant. Now, we shall see as they face into the midterms whether that lasts and whether, in particular on the economy, some of them start to draw some clear blue water between themselves and the administration. But you're absolutely right. I underestimated just how far Trump 2.0 would go.
And where is the resistance?
Well, the Democrats, I mean, you know, again, this is the difficult point, is Democrats seem to have found a unifying issue around the affordability agenda and the cost of living. I do think that there will be a lot of anger at what happened in Minneapolis. It will galvanize people. But still, if you look at the polling, Democrats are really underwater as well. So how they make it up, how they get energized, how they convince people to pull the lever for them, that's going to tell the tale. Now, it should be a very good year for Democrats, given what history tells us about midterms and the presidential second term. But, you know, again, we'll see. We'll see if Democrats can get their act together.
Larry Donnelly, thank you.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.